Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson today. And obviously, we got some big news regarding the 49ers coming in 10, 15 minutes ago. Jake Moody's been waived. Jake Moody waived. Anybody out there surprised? Evan?
First, you want to turn your computer off there, Stein? What's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm good.
You all right? You gotta lock in, buddy.
I had my headset on. I couldn't hear the volume. Go ahead.
This is what everyone wanted. This is what everyone wanted. Jake Moody to not be a San Francisco 49er. Now, I don't know. It could be Greg Joseph. It sounds like they're going to work out a bunch of other kickers. But I would say probably since the Super Bowl, and maybe even before that, Jake Moody has not had the confidence of this fan base. And it just, I think today is just the confirmation that he didn't have the confidence of his coaching staff either, which was poo-pooed and sort of put off by Shanahan for the majority of the preseason, and no one could figure out why. But they did what was necessary, which was try and figure out what else to try at kicker.
Well, I think it's more than just the front office and the coach. I think it's the players. Pam Oliver on Sunday, Evan said, after the second miss, the one that got blocked, she said there were two thrown helmets and a lot of ticked off players. So I do think that this is something that was, I think maybe the team had lost confidence in him too. And here's where I'm at on this one. Nothing bad can come of this. Nothing. This is what had to be done. It's not pleasant, but it had to be done, because even if we get another kicker in here, which we're going to have to, obviously, he can't do any worse than Moody. You know, Moody's was, what is he, 9 for 20 from 45 and in the last his last 20 kicks? Moody's missed 9 of his last 20 field goals. I mean, you had to do it. It's a shame, but you had to do it.
Well, you can find a kicker who's worse, but the difference is you don't feel like that kicker's being protected by the team. I mean, Jake Moody, you just read those stats, was as horrible as you can get. Like, if you're a sub-75% kicker, it's like completing, you know, less than 60% of your passes as a quarterback. Like, you just don't trust the guy when he's on the field. But at every single turn, the Niners have taken the stance of, he's our guy. And he's made some big kicks for us. We're going to continue to support him. And no, that's what, like, no one wants to hear that. And so I think, to me, this is like a psychological weight that's been lifted from this group, because I don't know about you, Steiny, but when I was watching that game on Sunday, it felt like the Niners were in control until Jake Moody took the field. And then everything flipped, because you don't know if you're going to get 3 points. You don't know as an offense whether or not Kyle Shanahan has to call plays, whether Brock Purdy has to make decisions based on not wanting that kicker to step out onto the field. There's just so many things that you should not be thinking about. The kicker is a position where you should not have to think. You look across the entire NFL, And whether it's from 55, shoot, Chris Boswell hit a 60-yarder for the Pittsburgh Steelers to help him win that game. You had a 41-year-old Matt Prater making game-winning kicks for the Buffalo Bills off the street. You should not have to think about your kicker.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's what people, I believe, inside the organization and obviously outside with the fans, were doing too much this season.
Yeah, and this was Pam Oliver's report from the sidelines on Sunday.
Kyle Shanahan expects George Kittle, obviously, out of the game. He expects to see more man-to-man from Seattle's defense. Special team-wise, no words for Jake Moody, he told me. The guy's just got to make his kicks.
All right, that wasn't the one, but she also said there were some ticked-off players, some thrown helmets, which you would expect. So the 49ers have waived Jake Moody, and we'll find out who they bring in. But, you know, I look at it this way. This was the easiest, safest, soundest, smartest decision that Shanahan could make. This wasn't a tricky decision, I don't think. I think this was handed to him on a silver platter. There's nobody out there who's going to say, man, you just didn't stick with him long enough. Like this, I guess Kyle's got to get credit for it, but the reality is that I think is there any coach or any team where Jake Moody would still be on the team after performing like he's performed in the last year in a game or so?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, because he's a third-round pick, and that's why as much as you say it's an easy, safe, sound, smart decision by Shanahan, you still drafted him in the third round.
Yeah.
Like, that's a miss. And it's an admission of it. Like, look, we can sit up here and be happy about him being gone. And, I know Greg Joseph was obviously competing in preseason and is probably going to get a shot. They're going to bring in some other guys. But the fact of the matter is, you drafted a kicker in the third round, and he didn't even make it through his third season. I mean, he didn't even make it to the end of his rookie contract. That is an admission of failure by the front office to try and find something that you needed and didn't necessarily have to address. Remember a few years ago, they chose to take a kicker high because they didn't want to pay a Robbie Gould. They didn't want to go out and pay big money for a veteran kicker. And you're stuck 3 years later in a situation where you need just that. So I'm not saying Robbie Gould is the answer because obviously he's been retired. But the point is, this front office tried to get cute. And 3 years, 2.5 years, not even 2.5 years later, they have to admit that they were wrong.
Yeah, and you know, they did the same with Trey Lance, who wasn't a third round pick, but he was the third overall pick. That probably had a lot to do.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
The 49ers are placing George Kittle on the injured reserve list, according to Tom Pelissero.
So that means he's going to miss at least 4 games. And he hurt his hamstring on Sunday against Seattle, so he's going to miss New Orleans, Atlanta, Jacksonville, and at Los Angeles against the Rams.
Well, I mean, we knew yesterday there was a possibility of that. We knew it was a hamstring, and you know, it was going to be at least 2 or 3 weeks, you would figure. So maybe they're just, this is one where maybe you put him on that list to ensure that he gets a month off and that when he comes back, he'll be ready to finish out the season. So,
well, it's also because you don't think he has any chance of coming back in 3 weeks.
Right.
If there was any chance of him being ready by that Rams game, I don't think he'd be on IR.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, a lot to chew on. Jake Moody's been waived. George Kittle is now on the injured list, which means he's going to miss the next four games. Brock Purdy's status for Sunday is unknown at this point. Same for Juwan Jennings. His status will be determined later in the week. What do you do if you're the 49ers? Obviously, you keep doing what you're doing, but is anybody out there thinking Moody didn't get enough opportunity? I don't know.
I think everyone's thinking he got too many opportunities.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was really thinking first. Okay, so if you go to last year, he had a terrible year, but the 49ers had a terrible year too. And I think even if Moody were pretty good, they probably would have missed the playoffs. Here's what I'm getting at. Then he stunk in game one this year, but like he's cost you losses, but he's not going to cost you anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Shanahan looked at yesterday, said, man, we got away with it, but I can't be in this situation again. And Moody's not going to be the kicker on Sunday.
I mean, I think it's a little bigger than that. It's their lack of attention to special teams, which is a Kyle Shanahan faux pas. Like, that's kind of what he's admitted, is that he doesn't care about special teams. And this is what happens when you don't care about special teams. You end up with a kicker that is overdrafted, that is underperformed, and that is no longer on the team. So while, yes, Jake Moody may no longer be a problem, whoever you bring in may. In fact, I'm not sure people have reason to believe that the kicker they suddenly find off the street is all of a sudden going to solve their problems. You know, it's similar to the offensive line thing. Like, you just haven't drafted offensive linemen. It's an issue. So are we going to address it? Is this the time when Kyle Shanahan is going to address his kicker and special teams? Because I have no reason to believe that he suddenly is.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We got a lot to talk about. Jake Moody being waived. George Kittle going to miss the next four games. What do you do with Brock Purdy Sunday in New Orleans? Juwan Jennings will find out more about. But what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.